You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Wait, that's going to be our new thing now, right?
Taco Tuesday every Tuesday.
Oops, sorry. Hi, everyone. So this is Elizabeth Powell with Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Hope everybody had an amazing weekend.
Yes. I just got really excited because tacos.
I know.
I got so excited because Mexican food.
And
I'm back on the West Coast.
Yay.
I am so excited. You do not understand how much I miss my Mexican food out on the West Coast.
It's been how long? 3 months now away from the Mexican food.
Yes.
With all of the Caribbean and Florida food. And now right. You're finally back.
Yeah, the Caribbean, Cuba, Florida. Yeah. So it's different, but it's still good. But oh my goodness, you can't like replace West Coast Mexican food. California Mexican food.
Specifically California.
Right? It's the sauce. I was trying to figure out what is so different that makes it so great. And I think it's the chilies. There's something about like the chili in it and the salt. Like there's just, I don't know, it was so good. So I've had Mexican food, I think, 2 or 3 days in a row now.
You gotta satisfy the crave, right?
Oh my goodness.
3 months.
And guacamole. Oh my goodness. And salsa. I make everybody hungry now.
I already ate dinner and I'm pretty hungry already. Tacos itself and then Mexican food and the way you describe it is just like, I'm missing out here. I'm missing out.
It's the best Mexican food, I swear. Like California has the best, especially SoCal and San Diego, but so, back in the West Coast. Actually, I'm in Vegas right now, and it's 100-degree weather. They're having a heat wave. I guess it's a heat wave going on that's supposed to last triple digits and break records right now. So here I thought I'm coming back to the fall, and it's summer still, but that's okay.
Well, some people prefer the summer. Some people prefer the fall. I'm a fall person. I know you're a fall person.
Yes.
I don't like to die of heat.
Right.
I mean, the heat, but there's a such thing as too hot.
Yeah. I mean, the sunshine is wonderful. It's great to have sunshine, but seeing pumpkins and leaves change and sweaters coming out is kind of nice.
I live in a sweatshirt. I just blend in.
And it's hoodie season. Yay.
That's what everyone calls it. It's hoodie season.
It's hoodie season.
Yeah. It's fall.
Especially California.
Season. So in Cali, everyone's wearing hoodies right now. Or they should be at least.
Well, it's a little warm at home, so at nighttime wear hoodies.
At nighttime.
But, yeah, go to the bonfires at the beach, wear hoodies and shorts. And flip-flops or Uggs.
And soon they're going to be wearing some fall attire.
Yeah.
I know. I love fall. I love it. I love it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, it's my everyday wear. A hoodie or sweatshirt and some sweatpants and then some shoes, running shoes, or trainers, as you like to call them.
No, tennis shoes.
Okay, same thing.
Sneakers, tennis shoes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were talking about all the different slang and languages, huh? Like different.
We have been.
Like going different places. So how Californians talk, like SoCal versus NorCal talks too. Like how people in Vegas talk, how people in Web3 talk versus Web2. And then like Canadian slang, California slang, but yeah, it's fun. That's the good thing about traveling too. You get to hear all the different slang and see how people talk, like communicate.
We found it's very different from here in Toronto, where I'm based, to California. The slang is completely different.
Right. But you understand it now.
Right now, yes. Well, I'd say some of it. I think I've grasped the bare minimum amount where I'd get away with it.
Yeah. Well, I catch you talking a little bit sometimes too, so that's good. I'm converting you to Cali. And we also Californians, we don't call ourselves Cali, but since a lot of people don't know like California between Canada, because the initials are CACA, we'll say like Cali when we're talking. But Californians like to be called like from California more so than California. Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm learning. Yeah. I'm learning live.
And it's SoCal or NorCal or SunCal or yeah.
Oh my. See, I still have a ways to go.
but I mean, the good thing is here we are, it's September, we have nice warm weather, hoodie season's coming back, that means bonfires at the beach because it gets to cool down a little bit and people are went back to school. I know a whole bunch of people are excited about pumpkin spice lattes and stuff. I'm not a big pumpkin spice latte person, but I know like everyone's all excited about that stuff. But it also like, it's the kickoff, you know, like for the holidays, like this means it's the holidays are coming upon us. I mean, I went into the store the other day and they had the aisle for Halloween, which I can understand that's 30 days away or so. Right.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But then they had Thanksgiving stuff. They even had Thanksgiving food out, like as a whole section of Thanksgiving food.
Oh my God, the stuffing!
And they have the Christmas section they're setting up already, and we're in September.
See, Christmas I find to be a bit early, but right? Thanksgiving and Halloween, I can get behind that. Yeah. I don't want to start thinking about Christmas because then it starts getting really cold.
Yeah. So we'll be here before we know it. This whole year flew by. That's for sure.
Time flies.
Right.
But this pumpkin spice lattes, now I can't get over it. You don't like them? I love them.
Yeah?
It reminds me so much of pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
No?
I'm not a big pumpkin pie. I like pumpkins and pumpkin seeds, but I'm not a big pumpkin pie or pumpkin spice latte person.
Oh man.
Give me cocoa any day and I'm happy.
Cocoa over pumpkin.
Hot chocolate and marshmallows and I'm happy.
I could happily make that trade as well. I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah. But so we've been talking about holidays and fall and yes, the market. We have a bounce back on ETH and BTC, so Bitcoin and Ethereum have had a bounce up.
Oh yes, Bitcoin and Ethereum had a really nice bounce. Ethereum is now in a range, I'm just double checking the range, it's from 2610 to 2702, which is a very nice range compared to when we were last on. Oh please, over 27, that's it's a pretty nice resistance too, considering we were down in the 2200s 2300 range for quite a bit. Right. Now we're breaking up into the 27s. It's October. It's approaching, as many people call it.
Yes. So Ethereum and Bitcoin are on their bounce up, which is great. And then there's a lot of volume coming back into the market too. There's a lot more chatter. People are coming back into chat rooms and groups and talking, and people are around on Discord and Twitter or X, whatever you call it, and Telegram. There's a lot more people around, like people are coming back, which is nice too. And that brings volume into the market. Plus we have people that have never been in crypto or been in finance taking a peek and trying to see what's going on. So that's good too.
Yeah. The onboarding has begun.
Right.
And the more eyes, the more attention, the more chatter, the happier everyone is. And the market, it shows it. It's going up and everyone's entering the market. Everyone's got their eyes on it. And there's chatter. I've seen lots of articles now in Web2 and on the news, more and more about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. And it's getting out there now. The stigma is breaking and it's a big moment.
Wait, didn't you just tell me something today about you can buy cars?
Oh, yes. You can buy cars with Bitcoin now.
Yeah,
specific, I'd have to find that if you wanted to give me a second.
But I mean, it's coming over, so there's more opportunities, more ways. Oh, I think also one of the airlines was going to start taking crypto as payment for airline tickets.
So that's now a thing. A lot of, I will say, travel or vehicles or just day-to-day things that you can buy, mm-hmm. you can now pay in crypto.
Right.
And I can confirm now it's Lamborghini Newport.
Ooh.
That they are accepting Bitcoin.
They're close by me.
Ooh. Nissan, BMW, Ferrari.
Nice.
There's a few more, but I think they're more location-based. So there's a lot of places that are now starting to accept cryptocurrency. And nice. It's these larger names, these more luxury brands. And we know what happens when the top dogs or the luxury brands start doing something. It starts flowing down.
Right.
People follow the leader.
Right.
So we're going to start seeing a lot more of cryptocurrency around and the use cases for it. And that's a really big thing. And we saw, was it Donald Trump buying a burger in Bitcoin? Who's going to be the person to one-up him in like, I say candidate, presidential candidate, to buy something bigger with Bitcoin next?
Well, I mean, every year they have that event that was the first pizza bought with Bitcoin, and he spent how many Bitcoin was it? Like,
oh, too three? Many. It was in the thousands of Bitcoin.
Was it?
It was in the thousands.
Okay. So it's commemorated like every year. It's that pizza day. So it reflects back to the time that somebody bought the first pizza with Bitcoin. But Bitcoin wasn't worth that much back then, and now it's, what, 67,000 a Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is currently at $64,200. And right. To put it in perspective, the guy that bought the pizza paid 10,000 Bitcoin.
Did he really? Was it 10,000?
It was 10,000 Bitcoin.
Oh my goodness. To be that pizza place.
it was actually, the story goes is he paid the delivery driver because the pizza place didn't accept cryptocurrency.
Oh.
It was an under the table asset. So the person who delivered that pizza got paid the 10,000 Bitcoin and then paid for the pizza himself.
Oh my goodness. And then converted it over and paid for the pizza.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. I wonder who that pizza guy, the delivery guy is. I wonder if he ever spent his Bitcoin, if he's still holding on to it. That would be an interesting story to find out. But to come, he'd have to come to the show.
Oh, that would be really cool. That would be really cool.
So if you're out there.
The guy who bought the pizza is out there. His name is out there, but I don't know about the delivery driver.
It'd be interesting to interview the delivery guy if he still has that 10,000 Bitcoin. he's off on some island. Hiding
he's,
away.
He's
right
retired now. He's long
right.
gone.
If he kept
living
it.
The dream.
Right. But basically, it's explaining how we're evolving and how everything's becoming mainstream. And now crypto is being used as a form of currency and being able to buy goods and services. And it's talked about everywhere now, too. And I mean, when we started talking back in February on the shows, a lot of people didn't know that much about cryptocurrency, and they weren't exposed to it, and they didn't know, and it wasn't very mainstream, and it's still evolving and growing and coming more so over to real day life, everyday life. But back, I mean, just even 6-7 months ago, it wasn't that well known in everyday life.
Yeah, the steps we've taken into the future of and it's super quick. It's exponential, it feels like. Every day feels like something big is happening now. You can look at the news and see something with cryptocurrency has happened.
Right. There's it's always some day. Kind of yeah, there's always some kind of news.
Some
going
kind of
on
news.
About it,
exactly.
Right?
There's always a bank is talking about it. Oh, something in Russia, something in Europe, something in Canada, something in the States. Oh, there's a chain that's now in there. There's always something that's happening,
right.
And it's influencing the market in hopefully a positive way.
Right.
But we've been seeing it do really, really well with all these events because it's getting more and more people talking about it, and I'm starting to see now, like even like the the Canada Post, for example, which is the Canadian newspapers. They're starting to talk about cryptocurrency.
Oh my!
It's that if we look back to February, that was not happening.
Right. I know. That's great. That's great. And the good thing too is it's easier to use, because before it was, you had to figure out how to set up a wallet and then how to trade your asset for it. But now, I mean, cryptocurrencies, even on like PayPal and Venmo, I think has it now.
Venmo
and
as well.
So it's, and then some of the smaller stocks services have it where you can buy and sell crypto. I don't think you can use it as a form of payment or exchange yet, but I know that on PayPal and Venmo you can. So you can convert it over and then send it through that. But there's like so many different ways to use it. It's a lot easier to get a hold of and a lot easier to get access to, where before it was a little complicated and people didn't know how to do it, but they're making it a lot easier now. And then I think X is also coming out with an X Pay. I don't know if they're going to be utilizing crypto too. I think they are, but they're going to do an X Pay.
I would hope they do, because X is the home of crypto. That's where everyone talks. And I'm almost positive Elon knows about that.
Right.
Almost positive. So it could be coming soon to X. That's a little conspiracy.
Right. So it's easy now. Like you can go onto PayPal or Venmo and convert $10 over to crypto, to BTC, and I think Ethereum also. It might also use a few of the altcoins.
And then
if you want to expand, you can go into Coinbase if you're in the States. And then if your main one is Kraken. Which one do you guys use?
We use Endax or Kraken.
Okay.
There's two different ones, yeah.
Yeah, so on those you have to KYC, which means it's Know Your Consumer, where you have to verify your ID and your information. But on those, if you lock yourself out of your wallet, you can usually access it again by showing proof of your ID and your information and get back into your wallet or your email. Where if you're on MetaMask is just strictly numbers. And if you lose your numbers, then you lose your wallet. But Coinbase is a lot safer if you're starting out to try it.
Yes. Always use a centralized exchange when you're starting so that you can recover any of your assets.
Right.
So that, for example, you don't lose any private keys or additional information that may not seem important at the start.
Right. Yeah. You never want to give out any of your personal.
Never want to give any of that out. Never.
Don't give out your personal information to anybody, no matter who they say they are. Any of these services would never ask for your personal information, so don't give it out to anybody. It's just like you wouldn't give out your bank information to anybody, too. You wouldn't give out your ATM code or your PIN code or anything like that. It's the same thing. When you have a wallet in crypto, you don't give any of your personal information out.
Consider that as your vault, and no one's allowed in but yourself.
Right. It's like your own personal bank. It's your own personal wallet, basically, and it's your own information, so you don't want to give that out to anybody. But it's great that everyone's getting curious and everybody's looking into it and finding different ways to utilize it. And then we've been specializing and we've been giving different segments on teaching people how to trade with it. So trading on Ethereum and Bitcoin, the majors, and then going into altcoins like Ape and Sandbox and ENS and all the other little coins. I think Pepe's on there now too. And then they're bringing Nero is being put on there, I believe too. I think Nero ended up being
Nero just announced that, yeah.
Right. And then the meme coins, which we specialize in, meme coins have a higher running and they're a lot more volatile, but they also have a higher return because of the risk reward in it. And so we've been teaching people how to trade on meme coins and how to analyze and look at all the analytics on the token. So if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, what the minimum is, what the max, how much is the percentage of the holder count. And then you can look at that and then see, make sure that the contract's verified and look at buys and sells and then enter with low amounts and just trade and practice. Like paper trade, or enter with only like a $10 or $20 ETH position, and then make sure that when you enter into your trade that you're de-risking and pulling out your initial. Once you hit about a 2, you pull out 50% and then you ride for free on your profit. It's the same spiel over and over again. It never changes because it's the best way to trade, to be the safest.
Best way to do it, the safest way to do it, and the easiest way to make sure you're always using the same coffee money over and over again.
Right, yeah. And then don't trade with anything that you can't lose. Like, use coffee money, use your discretionary money, use the money that you won't miss.
Use your taco money.
Yeah, your taco money. Forgo your tacos. Or you might like make enough where you can buy tacos for a couple weeks.
Oh, taco right. Every Tuesday.
Taco Tuesdays. But do your own research and not financial advice, of course. And this is always for educational purposes. Always look into everything. Find out more. Ask around. Go into YouTube. Watch videos. Look at training videos. We have YouTube up now too. So if you go onto our different sites and back into our history, it has links into our Telegram, Twitter, YouTube, etc. So you can go and investigate more. And then we'll have like an ebook again. I had mentioned that last week on how to trade. So you can physically look at something and look at charts and see what charts do and how to enter and de-risk. And we have a whole bunch of new fun videos came out too of our AIs. We have a new one that I have like actually two more that I'm releasing, but we have some fun videos that teach people how to trade and then walk you through it. So there's a lot of fun things out there.
They're cool. I haven't seen any of those around either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to jump in and see if I can share that right now. I'll wait till they're out there in the public eye first.
Okay. Yeah, we have AI everywhere. We have AI voice, my voice and other voices. We have AI people. We have what is called like a bot, but it's basically technology. So we have AI technology that will talk to people, answer questions, give detailed information, respond, and have a communication like you would with a normal human being. And then ones that generate art or memes for you instantaneously on Telegram and Twitter. And then we also have travel bots or travel technology that finds the lowest error everywhere. We have AI technology and AI humans that are animated, will talk to you. And
they look real.
Have conversations.
They look real.
Right.
Our holders are still confused if they're real or AI.
Yeah, they're
AI. And if they're listening now, they know.
We have AI. We have a couple more videos coming out too. I just haven't put them out there yet. But yeah, they got the sneak peek at our AI tech.
People.
Tech. Yeah, we have to come up with a new name for them. They're our AI people.
The people of AI.
So they're talking to you and teaching people how to trade and how to look at charts and showing details and having conversations. They're AI spokespeople. But yes, we have a lot of fun things going
on. A lot of tech, and it's ever growing, ever expanding. There's always something new. There's always new tech being built, and there's something that we've talked about before that's planned to be released very soon.
Right. And we have a big thing coming out.
Exactly. And we've talked about it. We've hinted at it. Mm-hmm. And I think we mentioned the chain it's on as well.
We have ETH trading for AI signal, and we have Base trading with AI Base. And then we have a few platforms coming out.
The platforms are revolutionary.
Technology to help people trade.
That's always the goal.
So we're taking all the systems and strategies, all of the data. Now I'm up to, I think, 90 to 100 million points of data in the cloud. And taking the data and calculating out the data and coming up with the highest rate of return and best system and strategy and combining it with AI and releasing new technology off of that. And that's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Don't want to say more. If you want to learn, if you want to learn more and find out first, jump into our TGs. The links should be listed. And you can go in, jump in, check it out, ask some questions. We're always there and willing to answer your questions. Jump in and learn more and be the first to know. Always be the first.
Right. Yeah. And the goal is to do all the things that we love to do and only have to trade 15 minutes a day. And so that's the solution that we came up with, and came up with new technology to solve that problem. The goal is to get the lowest entry, the highest return, the lowest risk, be able to trade only 15 minutes a day, and then have the freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and spend time with friends, family, go travel the world. You can trade from anywhere. It doesn't have, you don't have to be stuck at a computer, even if you want to be stuck at a computer, but you don't have to. You can use your mobile. I've been traveling the world, and I do pretty much everything from my cell phone. Everything I've been doing is from my cell phone. So I can be anywhere at that moment and anywhere in the world, as long as I have good Wi-Fi.
the only thing you need, the only requirement is good Wi-Fi.
Good Wi-Fi, right? Good Wi-Fi. As long as you have good Wi-Fi anywhere, you can use your mobile. But now Starlink is solving that issue too. Starlink
seems to be everywhere.
So as long as you have good Wi-Fi, you can be anywhere in the world, trade for 15 minutes a day, then go spend the free time doing what you love, pursue your passions, have fun. And then actually trading is fun. Like when you're doing it and you understand what you're doing and you know and you have the knowledge and you understand how it works and how easy it is, it's a lot of fun. And so the goal is to make it fun, make it easy, make it simple, not consume your time, give you the freedom to do whatever you want to do and pursue all your passions and do everything else and spend time with family and friends and be able to be anywhere in the world remotely on your cell phone or on your laptop or on your computer and only have to like take so many minutes of the day and then have the freedom for the rest of the day to go enjoy the beach or go for a ride or go snowboarding, go skiing, travel, be on an airplane, do whatever you want to do.
You could even just sleep off the entire day if you really wanted to.
Or sleep, or take a nap.
Take a nap on a beach, take a nap in your bed and just pass out. You don't have to do anything.
Go in the jacuzzi.
Ooh, the jacuzzi sounds nice.
Yeah, you can trade from the jacuzzi.
Ooh, I'll have to test that.
Yeah. But that's the goal. The goal is like to make life simpler, make life fun, make life easy, but also do things that you love to do and have a passion for at the same time.
Exactly. The trading, once you get used to trading and it becomes a system and a strategy, all you need is 15 minutes and it feels like a game. It feels fun.
Right.
You'll enjoy doing it.
So that's what we've been working on. That's a technology that we've been working on to solve that and to bring it out so that other people can do what we've been doing and make it easy.
Yeah, but make sure everybody has an equal opportunity to get involved and so that everyone has the edge. Everyone's able to compete in the market because everyone knows trading is a competitive market. You're competing and you're trading against other people and you have to have that some form of a competitive edge on these other people, which is why I refer to it as a game. It's very, very fun when you're able to just exceed in everything at everyone's speed, knowledge, analytics, everything. It provides so much insight and it gives you that edge that you really need, and it will help you strive and realistically only trade for that 15 minutes and walk out of there feeling super comfortable.
Right. And the thing too is the reason why I created all of this technology is before it would take me a week or 2 weeks or three weeks in prep just to find one good trade, because before you would have to find out who was going to launch something, what they were doing, what the team was doing, what type of marketing they were doing, who was talking about it. Go look at websites, go look at Twitter, go look at the information, get on the whitelist, grind for that, go talk to everybody, be active in chats and Discord. And then you would get the information, and then you would get put into a special group that would get the contract address when they launched. Then you would have to wait for the contract address to be launched. And then once it launched, then you would have to go and go to about 10 to 12 different websites and verify to make sure that the token was safe, that the LP was locked, that they had low taxes, get all the information on the token, compare it, look at the charts, look at the analytics. And then by the time you entered into the trade, you could have got it about 10,000, and the market cap now is already at 250, 500,000 or a million, which a lot of people are catching them over a million now because they're still doing research. And then you would enter into the trade, and then you wouldn't know when to exit out of the trade because it would be very volatile. It would go up and it would go down, and then people would see it go up and then buy into it and then see it go down and then sell out. So all of this stuff that we've been working on this technology is to eliminate all of that time and make things simple and fast and quick and give you all the information within milliseconds at your fingertips so you can make a decision right away. Before, it would take a couple weeks and then hours upon hours just to do all the research on one token. And then you would get maybe a good one once a week. And you would enter too late and then sell too early. And so what we've done is built all this technology and combined it with AI, taken over 75 different indicators and variables. So it calculates it out for you. It comes up with the information for you so you don't have to search for weeks and weeks and weeks just to find the information. It comes to you within milliseconds. And by solving that, we're reducing it down now where you can trade for 15 minutes a day and get into your positions that you want to get into and then find your objections and your goals. Instead of taking weeks and months just to get one, you get hundreds of tokens a day within milliseconds on trading 15 minutes and setting it up.
It's crazy that we've went from 2 weeks to 15 minutes.
15 minutes, right. And from like one token for 2 to 4 weeks, down to hundreds of tokens within 15 minutes.
The tech has, oh my God. So that alone should just speak to the level of tech and the speed and the accuracy and the overall data points that it's accumulated to be able to get to this point. It's going to be extremely hard, if not impossible, to find anything as quick, as accurate, or just as good as this. It's as good as it comes. And that's a testament to Elizabeth and her absolute sheer desire to make everything perfect. It has to always be perfect. And it's, yes, I'm kind of putting you on the spotlight here and telling you how great you are, but it's true. And everybody sees it. And it's really a testament to how accurate and professional you are and to everything you do. So I know I'm speaking to everyone who's tried it, and there's a lot of people who've tried it, and everyone's loved it.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize it. Just to get one token, normally you would have to go in a bunch of groups and find out what they're going to launch next and get the insider information and hear the rumors and find out what's going on and do lots of research, which is great for socials. You know, like if you want to be in social groups, it's great, but you only get one token. And then by the time you catch the token, it's already over a million. Where this way, everything comes to you within milliseconds. As soon as it launches, you don't even have to do the research because the AI is doing the research for you and then just sending you the information with all the detailed analytics within milliseconds of it launching. And then you can make a decision versus having to do research for 2 to 3 weeks. Because that's the difference, right? The difference is everybody's right now is out there seeking that information, and it comes to us within milliseconds, and we get hundreds of them a day.
Hundreds, and it's almost surreal to think about it, and we see it happening every day, and it's for us it's almost a commonality to see hundreds of tokens flying by, and we're like, another one.
And we catch it at a low market cap too. So on a low market cap, it doesn't take much to trade to get the kind of returns you want. It's really easy to catch a 2, a 3, or a 4x. And most people are searching for weeks on end trying to get as much information as they can. They enter at $1 million market cap. Just for them to catch a 2X, it would have to go to a $2 million market cap. Versus if you got in with the market cap's only about 10,000, it would only have to go to 20,000 on a market cap to catch your 2X. So that's what people don't understand. Like, the higher the token value is, it gets a little bit more stable, but it also takes a lot more for you to get the type of returns you want.
Yeah, and getting in early, you're able to hit those. You're able to hit like a 20 to 30X even before these people enter into that 1 million point.
Right. It's already hit like a 40X by the time anybody gets into the trade.
And if you're entering with your coffee money is equivalent to whatever these people are throwing in for what they consider as a stable token. And that provides you a real edge on everybody. It's you get in early, you make your X's, you start off, for example, you start off with a 0.005 ETH and it runs all the way up to you're at a 0.5 ETH. And then other people start entering. It's really, really beneficial to get in early and to find them super, super early with the highest chance of success as well.
And you get all the analytics, so you don't have to do research after you get the token and go search on 12 different websites to verify it and get the information and find out if it's locked or renounced or if the contract's verified, and to get the information about the holders or the bubble maps or find out if there were airdrops or anything. It all comes to you within milliseconds. So you don't have to go do the research. The research comes to you.
Yes. Who wants to, the day and age of going out and finding your own research, especially with ChatGPT? I know everybody, when they want to find something out, they pull up their ChatGPT, they search it up. Ooh, what is this? And it gives them a full essay or a full briefing on it in bullet point form. No one wants to go out there and search for their own stuff anymore. There's ways to get it quicker, easier, and more efficient.
Right.
And this is just the way in the trading world now. It's getting everything quick, fast, easy, and it's in a format that everybody can understand, and you're able to act on it super fast.
Well, it's like having 1,000 personal assistants gathering all the data for you and combining it into ChatGPT and then handing you the finished product and say, here you go. Because that's basically what it's doing. It has multiple APIs, servers, scrapers, doing searches, finding out the most prevalent information, and then downloading all the data, compiling it, combining it with AI, and then spitting it out in a pretty little package and saying, here you go. Here's the present.
Why can I just imagine the 1,000 little tiny people inside the computer now? Oh, we need to get this, and it's just doing all these little tasks,
right,
that you would have to do on your own.
Right.
No, I'm just visualizing it now. Oh my God, like little people and at their desks and like an office, and they're just scrambling around, going
into like the all those cabinet. Movies Inside Out, where they're showing the little people doing things. Yeah.
Yes, exactly that. That's what ChatGPT does for you. It just finds everything. That AI is in specific bots.
But that's what this technology does. It finds all the information for you, so you don't have to go search for it. But it also comes over in a simple form. You know, it comes over in very clean, simple form that tells you the name of the token, the symbol of the token, the market cap, how many times it pinged. And then it gives you all the analytics. If you want to pursue it and get more information, then you can look and find out if it's, you just click on a button and it tells you if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, percentage on the holders. It'll chart it for you if you want to chart. It'll bubble map it for if you want bubble maps. It'll give you all the detailed information.
And bubble maps, for those who are unaware of what bubble maps is, it basically just lays out the holder distribution of the token itself. So you can see who's holding, if the wallets are connected in any way. So you can understand, oh, the team's holding in this main wallet, but they've also sent funds to X wallet, X wallet, and X wallet. And you can track all of it and see where all the money's going.
Right. So you can do as simple as possible on just the detailed information that comes over. It looks like a text or a Bloomberg terminal or a stock ticker comes over that way. And then you can do it as advanced as you want, where you're able to snipe a chart, look at chart, look at analytics, Twitter, Telegram, websites, Locked, Renounce, all the information that you want, or as simple as possible, and then just trade that way. Or if you want to be advanced, it has all the advanced detailed information too by just click of a button.
The part that I love the most about the bots, and you know, I could be completely biased about this, is it tells you the buys in the last 24 hours and age. Those two are just key metrics.
Well, that's something that nobody else has.
Exactly. Nobody else has that.
That's our new tech that we just updated and upgraded all of our tech. Is we're doing taxes too, but we can get taxes easily. So it has a timestamp, and our timestamps are down to the second. It's like 2 minutes and 32 seconds and 0.5. But it tells you how long ago the token launched. And then it tells you how many times it's pinged. So that's how many times a bot has recommended it. And then how many buys were on that token in the last 24 hours. So if it's a brand new token, there may have only been 8 buys in the last 24 hours because it just launched. Or if it's like a day old, it might have 400 buys already, but it may have only pinged 20 times because it was saying that those 20 was the best entry points to get into. But it tells that detailed information. That's our upgrade on our analytics. We've been doing a lot of upgrades because of the new evolution of tech that's coming out soon. We'll have more detailed analytics, and it's going to be going through a stricter screening process and picking and choosing the highest ones. So
I think you cut yourself off for me there. You made my job easy.
But we've been working on analytics to improve it. So that's happening.
Exactly. Analytics, speed, precision. With the, I'm looking at one right now, 2 minutes and 3 seconds, down to the second.
Down to the second, right. Where a lot of the other, I mean, I adore all the analytics that we get, and they help us so much, but some of the timestamps are off a little bit.
Oh, is always something to upgrade. Always, always, always. Mm-hmm. It's a new task. And right. it's something that we perfect every time. Go back in, or you perfect rather. Go back in, figure out what can be done, fixed, changed, and then it always, always, always is upgrading and just becoming better. The tech always gets better, and it's a forward moving thing. 'Cause 8 months ago, 12 months ago, it was super simple. It was you got the name of the token, you got the contract address, and you could go to the chart.
And the market cap.
And the market cap. And now we've got like how many buys in the past 24 hours, the age, the chain, how much liquidity, the market cap, the contract address, all the links. It's all in one place. It's super, super, it's like amazing.
Right. And now you don't have to click unless you want to find out more detailed information. It comes to you so you can make a decision then. But so come on into our Telegram and say hi. We've had a lot of new people come over, and I know everyone's shy when they come in, but it's fun. And we've been doing quite a few calls lately too. So if you come in, you'll see the plays and what it's caught and what the first market cap was and the analytics and where the chart is now. And we've had some pretty big runs just in the last 24 to 48 hours. We've had quite a few hit over 750x in the last 24 to 48 hours. And we've been posting those in Telegram. So if you want to see what it looks like, if you're just curious and want to see what it looks like, come on in and say hi. I've seen a lot of new people come into Telegram. We try and say hi and answer questions if you have any. And then you can see what the screenshots of what the bots look like and how the detailed information comes over. But we're moving mainstream. So this is kind of the opportunity to get in now before it goes out to everybody.
Looking for the proper verbiage there.
Right.
But and even if you come in and you have a question, you don't even have to ask us.
Right.
Now we have bots or tech that can AI people that can answer your questions for you.
Right.
And the answers are so smart, and it's kind of funny, some of them.
They can answer you questions about anything. Like, you can ask what is Tesla and it'll tell you detailed information about Tesla. Or you can ask what is the color blue and it'll answer. But if you want to know about crypto or what the bots are doing or what AI signal is, it'll also answer those questions too.
Yeah, so come on in, find out, ask your questions. We don't bite. Check out our socials. They're everywhere. We're everywhere now. Absolutely everywhere.
Right.
And
we're on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And we'll be streaming live soon on that too and having guests over. So you'll get to hear some new guests come on. But we're streaming everywhere now on Spaces, on Twitter.
You answered my, I was going to say, we have some people that could be coming on very shortly. And I was
right. We had a lot of inquiries come over in the last 7 days too. So we're setting up new guests to come on and talk and say hi to everyone.
And you guys can learn some other sides, some different perspectives and different things that are happening rather than just listen to us talk. I know we got to get a little boring talking over and over again, right? The same voices every Tuesday.
But we're happy to be here. We're happy to be here on Taco Tuesday.
Always happy to be here on Taco Tuesday.
Right.
It makes me hungry every time we talk about it. Maybe next week we don't mention it so that I don't have a grumbling tummy while we're talking.
happy to be on the West Coast again in Mexican food. Yay. But
yes, exactly. Yeah. Fall's coming. Everybody buckle up. The common saying is October. So get ready for it. It's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy time in the markets.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Exactly. A lot of fun.
Streamlined.
So basically
our technology is kind of like the Cliff Note version of tech. It gives you the simplest form, the quickest, with the most detailed analytics within milliseconds. So you don't have to do hundreds of hours of research. It comes to you within milliseconds and gives you all the detailed information and bullet points so you can make a decision quickly,
smartly, and you only have to trade for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the key. 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes a day.
Set up a system and a strategy and technology so you only have to trade 15 minutes a day, hit your targets, get to do what you want to do, have the AI work for you, go out and enjoy your life, have fun.
Live the lifestyle you want to live. Live the dream life.
Right.
That's what everyone wants. They want, whether it be, you want to go fishing every day. You want to go to the beach every day. You want to surf. You want to go shopping. You want to drive fancy cars.
Yeah.
Exactly. Spend time with friends and family.
Carve
pumpkins. Ooh.
Drink pumpkin lattes.
Drink pumpkin. No.
No.
Pumpkin spice lattes. Pumpkin pie.
Sorry.
Have some turkey and cranberry sauce. With some
now I'm getting hungry.
That was the goal.
Right. Cider. Drink cider.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hot glass of cider.
Cider's good.
But yeah. It's all around the corner.
Travel the world. Go see the Caribbean.
Ooh. Yes. You've experienced it all now.
Go to Greece.
You know what? Yeah. Let's end it on this. What's the best island that you were at? Unbiased. What was the best island you were at in the Caribbean? So everyone can know now.
Oh my goodness. I really love Aruba. It's one of my favorite. I like Aruba a lot. Barbados was beautiful too, but St. Lucia was beautiful too. Oh, it was hard. But my favorite island, I just don't know why, I just love Aruba. I love the water and the white sand beaches and the people. And the food's good out in Aruba, too. And they have great mojitos. And all the Caribbean has great rum, but really good food. I just love Aruba. If I was going back, I'd go back to Aruba. Yeah. I've pretty much seen every single island now, I think.
Yeah.
I love Aruba. And there Aruba, is. I've only... The ones that I've gone back to more than once have been Bahamas and Aruba.
It, coming from the travel professional herself, if you're going to the Caribbean, you have to check out Aruba.
Yeah, Aruba,
who knows? Maybe one day you could be trading 15 minutes from your hotel room or on the beach in Aruba.
In Aruba.
And then enjoy the rest of your day.
and it's outside of the hurricane belt, so you're safe. And there's another hurricane coming into Florida right now, so everyone stay safe over there too.
Stay safe, everyone. We hope you have an amazing week and an even better weekend coming up. And we'll catch you guys next Tuesday for another episode of Tech Trend Investments.
Yeah, have a great week, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.